Well, you know, you just said it. It's always it always comes down to the last possession, and we knew that going into the game. So it's one of those games where you know you have to play 40 minutes. There's no, it's never you're never going to be out of it. I mean, as you saw, we were down 12 with 3 minutes to go. So it's one of those games you just got to keep playing.
What was the key to that comeback you made in the final 3 minutes?
Well, we just executed at a high level on both ends. Those last 3 minutes, just maximizing every possession. And then, you know, I was in those kind of situations, things had to go your way as well. And some things went our way. We made shots. And then, you know, it kind of is a good feeling as a team knowing that you can keep playing and stay resilient. We came out on top, so it felt great.
You got the game-winning shot to win it, a three-point play, the and one, and you win the game. Take us through the final play, and what were you thinking?
Yeah, I saw Brody Peoples got a great look, and we – had full faith in him to make that. But at that point, I was just trying to make a play for my team and went in to get a rebound, came to me, and I just saw a chance to go up with it. And luckily I did, and then got a chance to redeem myself at the free throw line, knocked it down, and it felt good to go home with a win.
And that rebound was your 10th rebound, 10 points, 10 rebounds, a double-double. Was that the biggest personal Belmont moment for you?
Oh, for sure, for sure. Just because I think the magnitude of the game, too. I mean, there couldn't have been a better opponent to do that against, you know, just with how important that game is to so many people and how the atmosphere was in there. So that was definitely a cool experience for me and just to be able to step up big for my teammates.